Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmiut.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Tony Gorman. Today on AK, letters, the old-fashioned kind. It's probably safe to say that most people, especially those under 50, rarely, if ever, sit down, put pen to paper, lick envelope glue, and put a letter in the mailbox. But an Anchorage club of self-proclaimed letter nerds, all under 40, are doing exactly that. APRN's Lori Townsend has the story.
In amongst the electric, gas, and credit card bills, who doesn't love the sweet surprise of finding an honest-to-goodness handwritten letter in their mailbox? Letter nerd club founder Kyle Hopkins takes it up a notch from there.
I have a little wax stamp. After I've licked the envelope and, you know, sealed it and stuff, I seal it with wax and put a little stamp on it. It's like a little dog face stamp.
Hopkins is a 34-year-old reporter for the Anchorage Daily News. On a recent sunny Sunday afternoon, tucked into a small conference room at a downtown coffee shop, Hopkins is joined by six other young professionals who have forfeited a precious Alaskan summer afternoon to sit down and write letters or postcards, as is the theme on this particular day. He says he's wanted to start the club for a few years to make time for the disappearing art of handwritten letters to his friends, family, and although he'd started writing a journal for his young daughter Alice before she was born.
The idea was that like every few days I'd just write a couple paragraphs. You know, you're coming along nicely, you know, or whatever. But I was kind of getting bad about doing that too.
So Letter Nerds was born, and he formalized Time for Letters from Dad.
Like today we were berry picking, right? And so I'll write her a postcard today that will describe, yeah, we went to Arctic Valley and we went berry picking, and you picked like, you know, handfuls of berries, and then you chased Puggy around, and then you got cranky on the way home, but then you got a steamed milk. You know, like just to kind of tell her about the day, right? So each meeting, like I figured I would do one letter to her.
He wrote to Martha Stewart to get an autographed photo for his wife, who is a fan. He said Stewart sent it, along with a sales pitch to buy her stationery. He also thinks handwritten letters can have more important impact. He said researching an article he was writing on suicide revealed that writing letters to someone who is struggling can help them feel cared about and connected. UAA psychology professor Anju Bhargava is writing to her nephews today, but she says she's used letter writing to help grieving clients feel connected.
Like to a parent or something like that, even if they never send it, just to get out your emotions, because I think it helps a lot and it's very cathartic even if no one else is reading it. One time I had a client whose boyfriend had passed away, and then at the end of our treatment, she had been writing this letter over the course of the semester, and then we read it together.
Trina Landlord handles communications for the Alaska Native Arts Foundation. She likes to write in story form, reading here from a letter she's writing to her grandmother, who lives on the banks of the Yukon in Mountain Village.
My roommate Gretchen is an artist. She's been painting lately about the topic of migration, about the animals we eat, the salmon, moose, whales, birds, and everything, and how they always leave but come back. About the humans.
Hopkins bought the domain name for Letter Nerds for $8, but a quick search online finds he's not alone in his interest in old-fashioned letters. You can find everything from how to physically compose a letter.
Dear Natasha. No, my dearest Schmoopy. Roses are red, violets are blue. How do I love thee? Let me count the...
No.
You light up my... No. You are the
to
sunshine...
To a writer bemoaning his diet.
Dear carbs, I miss you so much. It's only been a week, but I just can't get you out of my mind. Fruits and vegetables are boring. Who wants to eat a parsnip? Nobody. Mashed potatoes, biscuits, lasagna. Spelling?
Meanwhile, at Letter Nerds, Veronica Levin says she started attending for a practical reason we'll get to in a minute. But she's here today to write to her young nephews down south. And what does one write to a 7-year-old?
Hey, I heard you caught a snake. That's really great. You know, something like that.
And getting back to the practical start to her attendance at Letter Nerds,
The club started around the same time that my husband and I were having trouble finishing or making our thank you card deadline. So it had already been like 7 or 8 months since we'd been married, and we still hadn't finished our thank you cards.
They used the first three meetings to successfully get them written. Her co-conspirator was across the table. Scott Levin is a web editor for the Anchorage Daily News. He says he gets digital fatigue at work, and Letter Nerds is a nice anecdote to that. But beyond writing thank you cards?
I have not written an actual letter, and I think that would be very difficult for me. But it's obviously a beautiful thing. And I've gotten letters. Veronica sent me a letter about 4 years ago. She probably doesn't even remember.
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand.
Letter Nerds has logged more than 200 handwritten missives so far. They have a website, letternerds.com, and a Facebook page. And it seems to be catching on. A chapter is now forming in Fairbanks. In Anchorage, and sincerely yours, I'm Lori Townsend.